Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Indian Tyson with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, data analysed by the University of Queensland shows that cars, chlamydia and canines are the biggest koala killers in southeast Queensland. 52% of reported koala deaths between 2009 and 2014 were caused by car accidents, 34% were due to chlamydia-related illnesses, and 14% by dog attacks. Professor Joerg Henning from the University of Queensland School of Veterinary Science suggests that more road signs, construction of over and underpasses, and information campaigns could save southeast Queensland's dwindling koala population.
More than $1 million worth of drugs and stolen goods have been seized from a Brisbane restaurant after police uncovered a sophisticated drug trafficking ring. A 61-year-old Dara man has been charged with possessing and trafficking dangerous drugs like heroin. Police believe the drug dealer has been accepting stolen goods as payment and then selling these items to the community through local markets. The stolen items include power tools, designer clothing and accessories, electrical goods, alcohol, firearms and cash. Police are working to identify the owners of the goods.
In national news, the Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed figures showing Australia's population growing by a record 2,000 people a day. According to the ABS, the population grew by 563,200 in 12 months to the end of March, with the country's population now totaling 26.5 million. The increase is attributed to net overseas migration, which made up 81% of total population growth.
Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen is on track to cancel the Kyoto Carbon Credit Scheme, which was initially established during the Howard era. According to a draft speech, Bowen is expected to tell the Carbon Market Institute's Australasian Emissions Reduction Summit that, quote, they were never more than an accounting trick to try and make it look like we were on track to meet our commitments and targets when we weren't. The cancellation has come as a relief to some, with Dr. Simon Bradshaw from the Climate Council saying, quote, this decision to rule out this creative accounting trick is many years overdue.
In international news, the Agence Nationale de Frequences has banned sales of Apple's iPhone 12, claiming tests showed that the phone reached the radiation exposure limits in Europe. The ANFR said they carried out random tests on 141 phones, including the iPhone 12, and found two of them did not comply with the European Union standards in the smartphone radiation tests. Apple has responded by rejecting the agency's findings as the company had provided the ANFR with multiple Apple and independent third-party lab results, proving it reached the standard absorption rate of radiation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.